Next case, please.
Our next case this evening is case number 12268. Byright Auto Sales Inc. seeks variances from the front yard setback requirement for existing and proposed structures, sections 115.82 and 115.181 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is a through lot located on the west side of Sussex Highway, that's Route 13, and the east side of Brickyard Road, approximately 518 feet south of Concord Road. The 911 address is 24770 Sussex Highway, Seaford. The zoning district is C1 General Commercial. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 1.00, Parcel 19.01. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a 4.3-foot variance from the required 60-foot front yard setback for a proposed commercial building. Staff would note that we received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Jack Mullins, 5647 Broad Drive, Laurel, Delaware.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr. Smith.
Good evening. Actually, Blake Carey. Mr. Smith is in the Caribbean right now.
My apologies.
It's probably warmer here, though. we're here tonight. There's a site plan in your packet that includes essentially what the applicant, Byright Auto Sales Inc., intends to do. And this is placing a proposed commercial building, essentially shadowing and directly behind the existing commercial building that you'll see in the photograph there and on the site plan. We actually have three arguments tonight, respectfully. And the first is actually that this lot in and of itself is a corner lot. The county code in section 115.4 defines a corner lot as a lot abutting upon two or more streets at their intersection. You can see in the map right there, the angle here, on the west, Brickyard Road, and then on the northeast, Sussex Highway, or Route 13. Basically, if you drew a line from Brickyard Road, it's going to intersect with 113, and also during that turn through that takes you from 113 to Brickyard Road. Also, if you actually look at the deed, which is included in your packet, it describes the property as beginning at an iron pipe set at the northwesterly intersection of County Road 481, which is Brickyard Road, and the westerly right-of-way of Route 13. So based on the description of the property, what you can see is the aerial, and what you can see are two or more streets that abut the property at their intersection. We would posit respectfully that the applicant by right has the permission to place this building directly behind the existing building. Basically, your front portion would be Sussex Highway or Route 13, and the back would have a minimal setback as a side yard. So that's our first position there. If you'd like, I can go into our second and then our request for a variance, or if you have any questions with respect to that particular position, I'd be happy to answer those as well.
Fellow members, do you have any questions on that? Okay, that perspective, go ahead.
Okay, so secondly, there's also a portion of the code which is 115.182C that provides if the county's position, which is this is a through lot, if this were a through lot, that any building may have a front yard setback that's equal to the average setback of those existing buildings located on the same side of the street or road and being within 300 feet of the building. So basically, if you look at Brickyard Road, the only building, if this were a through lot that would be facing Brickyard Road, would be the one on the applicant's property. Therefore, if you took that average, which is 54.7 feet from the right-of-way abutting Brickyard Road, that average would be applicable to the proposed new building as well, pursuant to 115.182C.
I might correct you that there is a package store down there. I think that doesn't that also front?
The liquor store, if you looked at that and it did front, we believe it's actually closer to the frontage, the road, than the proposed building right here. It looks like it's probably about 40 feet, but candidly, we don't have a survey for the package store, the liquor store. But that being said, with the property on my client's property, with the building on that property being further away from the road than the package store, still the average would permit that property to be set back at the 54.7 threshold.
Now, one question I may have, Mr. Carey.
Sure.
Is that the averaging also takes into account any vacant properties or properties that are in compliance? Vacant properties are deemed to comply. And in using that, it would seem to me that at least one of those properties would probably be considered vacant for averaging purposes.
No, because that's Royal Farms that's looks to be vacant.
Right, so the property where you see a couple of red cars up there, that's a Royal Farms on
pull it down.
Corner there.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep, that's the Royal Farms there, where the Cock and Bull once was.
Sure. So
sorry, I'm a native.
No problem. So again, because of our position that first, the property is a corner lot, and secondly, that if you use the averages, the building as proposed would be permissible. Again, it's our respectful request that the applicant be permitted to place a building in its proposed path there. Notwithstanding that, we have obviously applied for a variance as well. My math was 5.3 feet, but I am not a mathematician by trade, so I will defer to Jamie if the variance is, I believe he said 4.3
feet. My apologies, I wrote 5.3.
Okay.
I said 4.3.
Okay. So it is 5.3 from, if this were a through lot, the 60-foot setback to the frontage of Brickyard Road. First, as we pointed out, this is an odd-shaped lot. It's actually a triangle, as you can obviously see. If you pull that building, or any building, any further up, you've got two competing 60-foot setbacks. So really, the only buildable portion of that lot at this point in time is behind the existing building that has been there. So we would posit that the property is unique based on its physical capacity as a triangular lot, and we're restricted in size and location of any other buildable use. As far as the property not being otherwise or unable to otherwise be developed, it can't be otherwise developed in strict conformity with the code, as the largest usable building area, again, is behind and in line with the existing building that is there now. The property is presently served also by private sewer, which is actually to the east of that building, kind of in the grass area. And if you'd like, I can point that out up there if that helps. You've got it?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. So to that end, the building behind the existing building couldn't be pushed any further
to
the east because of the drain field. It would mm-hmm. it would impact that. There's also, I've heard Mr. Sharp ask several folks if there's well. The well is servicing the property, but it's in the western corner of that triangle, pretty much along the tree line there. So also the construction of the improvements within the southern portion of the property is not practical because, again, you would have two competing 60-foot setbacks at that point in time. As far as the applicant himself, he purchased this property with the existing building. It's always been a triangular lot. It couldn't be any other shape. So we would present to the Board of Adjustment that the applicant did not create this issue. And the sewer, or not sewer, the drain field for the septic has always been there as well. So again, there's no other place that this building could go because of that. It's also long been used as a car dealership before Mr. Mullins purchased the property, and as it stands now. So again, we would argue that the applicant did not create this issue. As far as altering the essential character of the neighborhood, we're surrounded by commercial properties, the Royal Farms to the north, the package store that you mentioned, all the other units, I guess, to the southwest are commercial spaces as well. So we really feel that this is in line with all the other uses around this property. Also, the applicant has improved the property since he's purchased it, and we would submit that the variance itself is not detrimental to the public welfare. Lastly, as far as the minimum necessary, the applicant is merely trying to shadow the building that exists right now. So to that end, he's not trying to create a building that's bigger than what exists right now. So shadowing it is necessarily the limited use and the minimum necessary. Mr. Mullins, is everything that I said true and correct to the best of your belief?
Yes.
Do you have anything else to add?
No.
Okay. Any questions for us?
Yes. Mr. Mullins, you had your business further south on 13 and across the highway before.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wondered about this property when Mr. Massey had the property, and maybe Mr. Whitehouse can answer. The cars are displayed very close to 13, correct? And also to Brickyard Road. And I'm curious, the setback is 60 feet mm-hmm. for this car displays. And
normally 25 feet for the display of cars, but 60 for physical structures and buildings.
So. Okay, so 25 feet. And I'm not so sure that has been the case all along. And I'm not sure, my question is there a variance for those, for that setback? Or are you aware of?
I'm not aware.
Okay.
I'm not in a position to say we've gone through the history exhaustively,
okay.
But it's.
Yep. So I'd like
we can find
for you to check that out when. Yeah, and it's not something that's been applied for this evening, but being the properties in question, you may need a variance to park within 25 feet of your property line. I can't say we will approve it, but I can say that it's been done before. So we just want to make sure everything's. Copacetic, I'm sure you do too.
Yeah, sure. I would make that property worse
sure.
if it wasn't.
I understand.
Can we add that to the variance tonight?
No, we can't tonight because it wasn't advertised. But it's something that needs to be addressed, so. Okay. Are there questions from members of the board?
Nope.
We know the septic is hindering this. Building from what is the purpose of the additional structure
for more shop area and stuff because the shop's just not big enough for what we have now.
Okay,
it's the original footprint and the way he laid it out. It just doesn't work for us.
I gotcha.
So I need more space for the shop area.
And is this property bigger than the one you had before?
Smaller.
Okay. All right. Do you still have the other property?
No, I sold it.
Okay.
Due to the two floods that I had.
I understand. So this is higher ground. I got you. Okay.
So if we do this, if we left it open and you could reapply again?
Well, no, it'd probably be best for us to take care of this variance as it's been applied for
and
tonight.
Reapply again.
And then yes.
It may be something that's not even needed based on perhaps
right.
what we've got in our record or how he's using the property.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, it might be one of those things. Right now, we're speculating as to whether it even needed.
It's always curious okay. me because it appeared that they were closer than 25.
Yeah.
Well, it appeared to me that they were pretty close to the property line, so you may need much of a variance. All right. Any other questions?
Have you talked to any of your neighbors about this? Have they had any feedback on it?
No one said anything. Yeah, I talked to the neighbor that owns all the property in the back, and he doesn't have any issues or anything with it.
Okay. All right. I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? We have one. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
I make a motion that we approve 12,268. I believe they have convinced me that they have met all the standards for granting a variance. It is a triangle lot. It's two front yards. It's quite unique.
Yep, I agree. It's your second. All right, we have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reason been stated.
Mr. Workman.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye for my reasons.
And I too, for the reasons that have been stated, so by a vote of 4-0, this variance has been approved.
Thank you.